What's up, ladies? Welcome back to another episode of the New Mama Again podcast. Your girl is 4 weeks postpartum and I am beginning to feel like myself again. And so in today's episode, we're going to talk about what led to me not feeling like myself in the beginning, what it was like mentally and emotionally for me in the heat of the moment, how I dealt with all of that stuff, and what's helping me get back to me in this current moment right now. So let's get into this podcast. So ladies, in the beginning of having a baby, I was not feeling like myself. And I think a lot of women go through that. But mentally now I'm looking back and I can see things more clearly without all the emotions and blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that led me to not feeling like myself was that I had just had an entire baby, right? Like, I mean, my body was going through a lot physically, and I was reminded of that every time I looked at myself, every time I looked at my body in the mirror, I was realizing that I had just went through something very traumatic. And another thing was that breastfeeding was requiring a lot of me. Like, it added so much pressure to me knowing that, you know, this was required for me to sustain my son's life. And I don't think I realized it in a moment how much pressure that put on me to pump, to make sure I had enough milk coming out and in the fridge and on standby for when he was hungry, because he wasn't really latching properly and things like that. So that was taking a lot of energy from me as well. And I didn't realize it at the time. And I was feeling a lot of pain that I wasn't used to, you know, from the contractions of my uterus, from breastfeeding and pumping, my boobs being super sore, you know, all of these different things, you know, still having some bleeding, still feeling my hips pop when I sit up, and the pain from the spot with the epidural. It was so many things going on with my body, you know, on top of everything else that was going on and me trying to take care of my baby, you know, all of these things were adding to me not feeling like myself. And I really feel like I was trying to do too much too soon. Like, I got home, and a few days after being home, I was trying to cook. You know, people had brought food for us about the first week or so, but I was trying to cook and trying to clean up and, you know, worried about those things not being done. And I was really beating myself up because I didn't feel like I was living up to my own expectations. I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to do all of those things when my body was like, girl, you are not 19 this time. You better sit down and let somebody help you. Get your 12-year-old son to help you. Get your man to help you. And just chill out and allow your body to rest. Like the old people back in the country, or, you know, back in the day, would call it a setback. Like, you don't want to get a setback. You don't want your body to, you know, go into having all of this pain and stuff again because you're doing too much. And in all honestly, I was really doing too much. And so that added a lot of pressure and made me feel like I just wasn't taking care of everything, even though nobody else was tripping. Like, my husband was not tripping, my son was not tripping, but in my mind I'm like, man, I'm not able to do what I need to do. And all of these things were kind of bringing me down and not allowing me to feel like myself. And I think it was like, y'all will hear Taj in the background, he's waking up from his nap now, but because I was so used to making these things happen, it was mentally getting to me that I wasn't able to make it happen so easily as I had been in the past. Hey, man. Y'all, the realness of having a 4-week-old. He's coming up out of his nap right now. So, like, all of these things were kind of getting to me, man, and it was mentally getting to me that I wasn't able to make things happen as easily as I had been in the past. And I was putting like unnecessary pressure on myself, and it just really wasn't fair to me. So all of those things were making me feel like I was not Whitney. I was like, mentally and emotionally, I was feeling pretty bad, you know, like, who am I type of feelings and stuff like that. And, you know, just kind of down on myself. And I'm pretty sure that like a lot of my self-talk was kind of negative in the heat of the moment in the very beginning. And I don't know if that's something that, you know, could have been differently no matter how much I pepped myself up. But I guess in sharing this with you guys, like, the more I talk to other women, moms, a lot of people went through that. A lot of us, a lot of other women felt the same exact way, no matter how positive they were before having a baby. So it's kind of like, this is normal. Like, it's normal to feel all these different feelings. So sis, when you start feeling like that, just know you're not crazy. Like, you're not crazy, and your body is trying to figure out how to, you know, go through this process of everything that you're going through. And so I wanted to, you know, just ensure if you relate to any of those feelings and thoughts that I was having, like, you are okay. We are okay. It's just a normal part of going through this experience of bringing a life into the world. So that is kind of where I was when I was not feeling like myself. So for me, mentally and emotionally, the first couple of weeks was really, really rough. I had some times where I was good, and then I also had some times where it was really rough. But the more I talked to other moms, the more I realized that this is something that we all go through. And some of us go through it longer, and some of us go through it shorter. I mean, I know that it can be kind of challenging or tough to see some moms bouncing back really quickly in real life and on social media, and trying to stay focused and not beat yourself up because you're not moving at the pace that they're moving at can sometimes be challenging. But for me, it was tough, even though I had a very good support system. My husband was here. He was pretty helpful. There were times I had to talk to him and kind of really express to him how I was feeling and what was going on in my mind and how he was contributing. And he didn't even realize it. But for the most part, he was very supportive of me and the journey. But for those of you that don't have a good support system, I can imagine that it is even tougher for you. So for those of you that are in that situation, I wanted to encourage you and to let you know that you're not alone and that you're not weak or crazy for feeling a little bit down, for feeling overwhelmed, because all of these things are going on. And the reality is that we are just human, girl, and that all of our journeys look different. But we can get through it because women have been getting through it for years. And even if it doesn't look like the next woman's journey, just know that it's perfectly fine. And that's something I had to tell myself. Like, we are not clones and our lives are not all the same. And so that means our situations aren't going to be the same. And that's what makes us special. God equipped us for different things. He might have equipped me to handle a baby that doesn't cry as much, but he may have equipped you to handle one that cries all the time. And that's just how unique we are by being ourselves and embracing our own journeys. And so I just wanted to encourage you guys to give yourself grace when you don't feel like you're living up to your own expectations. And it's okay, because eventually we'll get there. We'll start meeting some of our expectations, but mentally and emotionally, it's tough no matter how positive you are in the beginning or whatever the case may be. I just think it's going to be tough, you know, after talking to so many moms. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was how I dealt with not feeling like myself. So in the heat of the moment, it was tough, but I found a way to stay hopeful that things would get better and a little bit easier as my baby grows and things continue to change, right? And I'm still doing that every day, like trying to hype myself up and remind myself that things do not always stay hard. Things may seem bad, but I keep trying to remember that it won't be this way forever, because just like the weather changes and the weather goes from being stormy and rainy and everything like that to being sunny and bright outside, our situations do the same thing. Like, sis, it's not gonna stay bad forever. And if it stays hard, I just truly believe that God will allow us to handle things a little bit better. He'll grace us to deal with things a little bit better. And so that's what I'm continuing to tell myself, to help me deal with not feeling like myself, just knowing that it won't be like that. And that has really helped me to make it through. The next thing is that I used my support system and I kept it real with my husband. I really had to become okay with crying and saying, I do not know. Like I mentioned in the last episode, like I kept it real when I was feeling anxious and overwhelmed and angry and frustrated and tired. Like, I had to keep it real because I'm not a freaking robot. And the more I kept it real, the more people were able to understand and the more willing they were to support me. And I became okay with being vulnerable with the people that I trusted to see that side of me. Like, I'm used to just being really strong and being there for other people. But, you know, this whole process and journey really allowed me and forced me to be vulnerable
with the people that I trusted most, and to be okay with that, because that's the beautiful and unique thing I think about being a woman, is that God created that vulnerable side of us, and it's okay to share it with the right people and the right person that's in your life. So I really had to use my support system. So sis, if you don't have one, you better figure out one, okay? Get you one. There's got to be somebody out there. You need more than just yourself. And then the third thing was that I literally prayed and talked to God a lot. I talked to him about me, about my babies, about my husband, about my situations. And I just asked him for peace in this process because, you know, without peace, our minds will be going 1,000 miles per minute and it will be so scary. And so I just asked him for peace, and I'm constantly trying to trust him because I know that he knows what I can handle. So he knows our future, and regardless of what that looks like, he will get us through it. And that's just something I have to continue to remind myself and trust that regardless of what it's going to be, sis, you're going to get through it. God is giving you the strength to get through it. And I ask him for wisdom to be a good wife, to be a good mom to my boys, and a good wife to my husband. And, you know, I don't want to be so caught up and busy striving for success and worldly achievements that I miss on opportunities to love, to teach, and to protect my sons. And for me, that was kind of a big thing because I want to go. I want to achieve this in the Army, achieve success in my businesses and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, sometimes that can distract us from really enjoying and embracing and loving and protecting and teaching our children. So I'm just asking God to help me find balance in being able to do that and be a good mom to them and a good wife to my man, because, I mean, that's what your girl is trying to do these days. So now let's move on to what is helping me feel like me again. So some of the things that's helping me feel like myself again, and I kind of get excited just thinking about the future, right? Just being positive, thinking about what is to come, and like taking care of myself. So I've been finding a way to get a few hours to myself. My husband is giving me time to go off and get my toes done, get my hair done. You know, just taking time to go do those things has really made me feel a little bit better about myself. And then I've also already, girl, I've been planning my mom bod comeback, because your girl is about to get out here and get snatched in a couple of weeks. Once I hit my 6 weeks, hopefully I'll be clear to work out, and I'm just getting myself together, ordering my workout clothes, my shoes, and getting my mind right for, you know, getting back in shape, because that's kind of important to me. I feel better about myself when I'm in shape, when I feel good about my body. And so I'm excited to see my body go from producing a whole life and carrying it from all this time, and then getting back in shape and looking good again. So just thinking about those things and planning is making me feel like myself again. And then I've also been trying to get into a new routine. Like next week, my husband goes back to work, so it will just be me, Taj, and Tyree. And I have been trying to figure out ways that are going to make things easier for us. And that means getting into like a little routine. I've been trying to kind of get into a routine, even with him here, trying to just do some things on my own so I can, you know, get a feel for what it's going to be like when he's gone to work for a majority of the day. And it's just me and the kids here by myself. And so I'm already thinking about ways to make things easier for myself. And it kind of gives me hope that I got this, right? And then I've been getting my self-talk game ready, because I know it's going to be hard, sis. I know your girl about to be out here struggling every now and then. I know it's about to be some challenges. But I am talking to myself already and just kind of encouraging and reassuring myself that I can handle whatever comes my way. And, you know, getting ready to give myself a lot of grace, because I'm sure it is about to be a little crazy out here. So all of those things have really just been making me feel like myself again. And I'm just so thankful. And overall, I've kept the kid alive for about 4 weeks now. Hey, all right. Congratulations. Clap it up for me. Clap it up for you for keeping yours alive all this time. Okay. And I'm pretty darn proud of myself. I'm proud of myself for that. And so even though I have no clue of what's to come, I know that with God, with my man, and with my friends, I am sure that I will get through it. Okay, sis? So that is where my mind is. hopefully this has been helpful for you to let you know that you are not alone, that girl, it's about to be rough. Girl, you can get through it, and it's just a part of the process. And whatever that looks like for you, you are going to get through it. And that's pretty much it, ladies. So take care, be kind to yourselves, and just remember that every day is an opportunity to be a little more positive and to do a little bit better, because we got this, okay? All right. Goodbye. Ladies, thanks so much for tuning in and listening to this podcast. Make sure that you share it with another mama, an experienced mama, a new mama, whatever, girl. Just share it with your friends. And make sure that you go ahead and head over to Instagram and follow me at Simply Whitney K. That's SimplyWhitneyK. And then we also have New Mama Again on Instagram as well. I will see you guys in the next episode.